98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The building that once housed the old Trout Museum in Appleton will now become a state-of-the-art family resource center. The Dairyland Patriot reports that First Five Fox Valley, a child advocacy organization that's been around for years, most recently as the Early Childhood Coalition, will use ARPA funds to transform the old Trout into a place where overwhelmed parents can go for support, resources, connections with other parents, stimulating environments for their kids, or information regarding their child's development. First Five Fox Valley Executive Director, Dr. Barb Tengestahl.
We need to support families to see themselves as the decision makers about their child's development. You know, how are you? You're the one who creates the house and the health and the education. And so parents have to be at the driver's seat of decision making. Yeah. And us as providers really support giving them good information, evidence-based information, to make decisions about what it is that would fit their family.
Family resource centers boast a return on investment of almost $5 for every dollar invested. Back in 2023, 34,000 families in Wisconsin used a family resource center. However, Outagamie is one of the few Wisconsin counties without one. That will change when the Fox Valley Family Resource Center opens in the summer of 2026. Read more on this story from the Dairyland Patriot at dairylandpatriot.com. Some Wisconsin legislators are calling for an end to emissions testing in the southern part of the state. They've asked Congress to lift the federal mandate that requires inspections in Sheboygan, Milwaukee, and surrounding counties. Supporters say newer cars already run cleaner, and the testing puts an economic burden on drivers. Last year, only 3% of vehicles failed the inspection. Family farms remain the backbone of Wisconsin agriculture. A new farm flavor analysis shows that more than 95% of farms in the state are family-owned, producing 85% of Wisconsin's farm income. Altogether, those farms generate more than $15 billion a year. The average family farm takes in about $280,000 in annual sales, putting Wisconsin 16th nationally for its share of family-owned operations. The USDA defines a family farm as having the majority of the business owned by the principal operator and their relatives. The U.S. Navy canceled plans for four new ships that were to be built in Marinette, cutting a major contract with the Wisconsin shipyard. Two ships already under construction will move forward, but the rest are on hold. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says the Navy should keep its promises and bring more shipbuilding to the state. Navy leaders say the move reflects a broader shift in strategy, while local officials hope other contracts can fill the gap. Reports say about 90 workers will lose their jobs due to the contract cuts. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin state legislature would offer state tax credits for nuclear power plants. If it's signed into law, nuclear plants that begin operating in 2030 or later could qualify for the state tax credits based on how much energy they're producing and for being relicensed by federal regulators. It would also allow the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to approve special energy rates for larger energy customers to ensure local residents aren't on the hook for increased energy costs. The proposed legislation was approved 12-1 by the State Assembly's Committee on Energy and Utilities, giving lawmakers optimism that it will eventually make its way to Governor Tony Evers' desk for consideration. The goal behind promoting the expansion of nuclear power production in the state is to keep up with the increased energy demands, especially as data center projects become more common. Those data centers require an extraordinary amount of energy and water to operate, which could strain the state's electric grid and lead to higher energy costs for residents. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says more drivers are wearing seatbelts than ever before. The agency conducts surveys on seatbelt usage each year, with trained observers collecting data at 160 sites across the state. They say about 94% of drivers are now wearing their seatbelts, the highest rate since the surveys began in 1987. According to DOT data, crashes involving drivers or passengers who were not wearing their seatbelts last year led to 176 deaths and over 2,000 injuries. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Packers get beat by the Broncos.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Green Bay was up 23-14 in the third quarter, but the Denver Broncos came roaring back to win 34-26, their 11th victory in a row. The Packers making key mistakes on offense. I talked to wide receiver Jaden Reed.
I hold myself accountable because late in the game, you know, in a critical moment, I ran the wrong route. So I take the blame for that, and I do think, you know, that's the reason why we're in this position. I hold myself accountable. You know, I'm very critical of myself. You know, we just all got to be on point to give ourselves the best chance.
On defense, Micah Parsons suffering a season-ending torn ACL. NBA, the Bucks got bounced in Brooklyn, 127-82. Doc Rivers.
We gave up 30 points in turnovers. The basketball guys decided you can't make any open shots now. You don't deserve it. So that was disappointing. Probably one of the more disappointing games I've ever been involved in.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-20s here this afternoon with just a light westerly breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to between 5 and 10 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.